Bonjour à toutes et à tous et bienvenue dans un nouvel épisode du podcast Learn to French. Je m'appelle Eden et j'enseigne le français. Hello and welcome to another episode on the Learn to French podcast. If you are new here, my name is Eden and I teach French. Aujourd'hui, nous allons apprendre 10 mots en français qui sont difficiles à prononcer. So today, we are going to learn 10 French words that are hard to pronounce. And before I start, make sure to click on the link in the description of this episode. That way you can also read those words. Now, what I'm going to do, if you don't have the time, you can simply listen to this episode because first I am going to spell those words out loud. Est-ce que vous êtes prêts? Are you ready? C'est parti! Now, the first word that we are going to practice today is spelled A-C-C-U-E-I-L. Je répète, A-C-C-U-E-I-L. And this word actually means welcome or reception. If you have already visited a French-speaking country, you probably might have encountered this word already. And why is this first word challenging? Well, it's mostly because we have a double C, and then it's followed by a U, and then an E, and then an I-L. And I hear many of my students pronounce the silent letters that shouldn't be pronounced. And this is how you're supposed to read this word. Accueil. 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 So your final L is actually silent. Accueil. Let's go to our second word, which is very close, and it is spelled A-C-C. U-E-I-L-L-I-R. Encore une fois, A-C-C-U-E-I-L-L-I-R. And this is actually the verb to welcome. And this is how you are supposed to pronounce it, accueillir. Accueillir, and not accueillir. Accueillir. The double L here, every time you see an I and then an L, and then followed by a vowel, most of the time, not every time, but most of the time, it's going to be pronounced just like the letter Y. So, accueillir. So, forget about your LL and just think of the letter Y. Accueillir. Accueillir. Which means, once again, to welcome. The third word is a squirrel. And I will be the first one to say that I have struggled so much with the word squirrel in English, and I probably still do. But now that I think I'm pronouncing it right, but not 100% right, I could teach you how to pronounce it in French. And in French, this is how we spell our squirrel. E accent aigu, so this is the E acute accent. E accent aigu, C, U, R, E, U, I, L. Encore une fois, E accent aigu, C, U, R, E, U, I, L. So how do we pronounce this word? Well, very similar to the first one, which was accueil. Here, the final L is going to be silent as well. So this is how you pronounce it. Écureuil. Un écureuil. 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 Which means squirrel. Our fourth word is a kettle in French. You probably might have seen this word if you are reading a lot of French. And once again, we encounter a double L here, so there should be a silent L somewhere in this word, and I'm going to spell it right away. B-O-U-I-L-L-O-I-R-E. Encore une fois. B-O-U-I-L-L-O-I-R-E. So this means a kettle. And how do you say a kettle in French? Une bouilloire. So, as I've mentioned, our L's here are silent. Une bouilloire. Now let's do this step by step. Bouille. So think of pronouncing something like B-O-U-Y. Bouille. And then war. W-A-R. Bouilloire. Une bouilloire. Très bien. Our fifth word is outside. You probably have learned this word if you still practice reading French and practice writing as well, but you are very tempted to pronounce the H in this word, especially native English speakers. And this is how we spell this word. D-E-H-O-R-S. Encore une fois, D-E-H-O-R-S. And this word means outside. Dehors. Dehors. So you don't hear the H sound here. Dehors. Dehors. So you can go like de, like the number two, de, and then or, gold. Dehors. Dehors. Très bien. Our sixth word here has two silent letters, and it means finger in French. This is how we spell it. D-O-I-G-T. D-O-I-G-T. This is how you're supposed to pronounce it. Un doigt. Un doigt. So it's very challenging because you are very tempted to pronounce the G and the T, but both of them are silent. Un doigt. Très bien. Our seventh word here is an onion. So it's not difficult. You probably might have guessed how we say onion, but this is how we spell it in French. O-I-G-N-O-N. Encore une fois. O-I-G-N-O-N. Now, when you read this word, you are very tempted to say oignon, because we have an O-I and then a G-N, oignon. But this is an exception and we have to pronounce it oignon. Oignon. O-nion. The next word is going to be a leaf. And I have many students who have struggled with this word as well when I ask them to read something, and they also tend to pronounce the double L in this word. And this is how we spell this word. F-E-U-I-L-L-E. Encore une fois, F-E-U-I-L-L-E. And this is how you say leaf in French. Feuille. Feuille. Now once again, we have an I and then a double L and then followed by the letter E, which is a vowel. So it should be like I, Y and E. So forget about the L sound and pronounce it Y. Une feuille. And not une feuille. Une feuille. Très bien. Our next word is going to be an ambiguity. And it's probably a long word to spell, but it's very easy to understand because it's very close to the English word. But there are some special letters. Well, not special letters, but letters that you probably might have encountered already, but you didn't study yet. And this word is spelled A-M-B, I, G, U, I, tréma. So, I, tréma is the I with the double dots, I, tréma, and then T, and then E, accent aigu, I, acute accent. Encore une fois, A, M, B, I, G, U, I, tréma, T, E, accent aigu. And I know you are very tempted to read it ambiguité, because you were always told that if there is a U after a G, and then that U is followed by a vowel, then your U is silent. However, the tréma here, the double dots on the letter I, cancels that silence. So basically, you're supposed to pronounce the U. So don't pronounce it ambiguité, but pronounce it ambiguité. Ambiguité. So every time you see that tréma on an I, then it actually cancels the silence of the previous letter. Ambiguité. Très bien. And our final word is a tail or a queue, like a queue at the supermarket, for example. And this is how you spell it. Q-U-E. U, E. Encore une fois, Q, U, E, U, E. And this word is quite challenging because you have two U's and then two E's, and this is the right way to pronounce it. Une, que. Une, que. Now make sure that your E sound is deeper. Que. Une, que. It's not like que in est-ce que, but que. Hear the difference here. Que est-ce que and que, une que. Très bien. I hope you enjoyed this episode. What was the hardest word for you? Or maybe your hardest word is not on my list. Feel free to share it in the comments section and I would be more than happy to pronounce it for you. It is true that for some people, they have been learning French for years maybe, or even are still in the intermediate level and are struggling with a specific word or words, and it's actually their pet peeves. And please know that it should not stop you from moving on, and you have to try and overcome these small challenges in your language learning journey. Merci beaucoup d'être resté avec moi aujourd'hui et je vous dis à bientôt pour un nouvel épisode sur Learn to French. Au revoir!